The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning, John.
How are you doing, Otto?
I'm doing good, John.
Good. That's the main thing.
Never better.
Good. That's important, especially in times like this. Today, we have a very special show. As I said last week, we're getting this back on the air, and Dan, who is the director of WLIU, has just been absolutely tremendous. But what's more significant is today we have the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead with us to review all the things they've put into effect since early March. We are in the new norm, and I still don't know what that new norm is, but I am very comfortable in North Hempstead with all the things going on. Judy, I want to say good morning. I want to say thank you. I want to say you're doing a great job. And I don't have enough accolades for the pressure you're under and the tremendous job you're doing.
So good morning, John and Otto and Christina. And Dan is right here with us right this moment, but a special thank you to him. How great that you're continuing the Project Independence radio shows so that everyone will have the ability to hear about what's happening, what the latest things are. You know, these are unprecedented times, and so we have to not be doing things as usual. We need to find kind of, you know, the out-of-the-box ways of communicating with our residents.
And it's important to keep them informed because, you know what, and I mean this very sincerely, not that, you know, between Otto and Christina and myself and you, Judy, people have come to anticipate the radio program. They'll tune in on a Friday to see what's going on, whether it's a guest speaker or the talk of the town, which tells people what's coming up. And the last time you were on it, you were canceling some events, I remember. The spring fling and different things at a safety. And that was really the last, which is maybe a month and a half ago. Very, very early, but very, very proper and safe.
So we didn't just wake up one day and say, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? So in the town, we've been planning for this since late February. You know, you always prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Unfortunately, we're pretty much dealing with the worst, but it didn't come as a surprise. So, you know, I don't know if you're interested in hearing all the different things that we did leading up to this.
I think that would be very important because you didn't wake up one morning and start saying, let's do stuff. There was a sequence of events that you, as a supervisor, said, we need to do something.
Exactly. And just to be a little philosophical for a moment, it's amazing how in one moment, your whole way of life can be turned upside down. And that's really what we're dealing with here. So in late February, we formed an internal coronavirus task force and began meeting regularly to talk about what would it look like if we weren't able to actually be in town hall, if we had to work remotely. And that's why we were able to say we're canceling this and we're canceling that, because that didn't just come out of a whim. It was looking at where we were, what we needed to do to make sure that we were keeping our residents safe and also keeping the people who work for the town safe. And so everything that we do, it is almost very simple because that's the message. We want to make sure that we're keeping our residents safe and we're keeping the people who work for the town safe, both so important. So as a result of these meetings, we actually initiated our first robocall on March 4th to tell people about things that they needed to know about the coronavirus, even simple things about, not meeting together in large groups. And that's where we were in the beginning of March, making sure, you know, I jokingly called it the Corona elbow, to not shake hands with people, to, you know, and those were the days where you could actually be together. So it shows you how far this has progressed. And actually, on March 13th, we declared a state of emergency in the town of North Hempstead. And what that declaration allowed us to do was to implement public safety measures, to purchase essential items, and to respond to emergency needs as quickly as we could, not following all the usual protocols. We subsequently extended the declaration of the state of emergency, so that now runs until May 12th. And one of the things we did is that we closed our town buildings. We actually closed our parks, which was somewhat of a controversial thing to do. And that wasn't done capriciously or done in a way that we took it lightly. But we had a situation where the parks were open. The weekend before we closed, we had hundreds of people in North Hempstead Beach Park. They were not keeping the social distances. They were lining up to use the bathrooms. It wasn't a safe situation. And to keep things consistent, we closed our parks. We have our workers, many of our employees are working remotely, but many of our employees, we have skeletal crews who are coming in and performing essential town services. So I want to assure everybody that we are continuing to operate and the town is maintaining the continuity of government. Yes, many of our employees are working remotely, but many of our employees are coming in and working and performing the services that are so important. It was interesting, before we actually got on the air, Christina said, I may have to get off for a moment if I get a 311 call. And so that reminded me, of course, that 311 call center is open. The call operators are working remotely. That didn't just happen. When we had our meetings before all of this happened, we determined who was essential, who would need to be able to work remotely using computers and town programs to make sure that all the things that the town needed to do was able to be done. So 311 call center remains open to our callers 7 days a week. Not only that, we've actually extended the hours. So every day, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., because we want to know that as people are faced with this state of emergency, that they're able to actually call 311, speak to an operator, and be able to be connected to the services that they need. Why don't you ask a question?
Because I just want to jump in for a second. Yeah. And actually, it's not a question. I want to make a comment, and that's about the parks. And you know, you see people over the last week protesting the right to get together and all this ridiculousness. But in North Hempstead, the people have to realize that closing everything you've done was not a capricious, like, oh, let me close the parks today. Everything was thought out very seriously for the safety. I mean, unfortunately, some people, and I would categorize myself in one of those places because I don't pay attention to everything. And my wife is the one who yells at me. What did you do? Wash your hands, do this, do that. And I'm not saying you and the town board are trying to play big brother, but you and the town board have a responsibility to try to help the constituents of the town. And that's what you're doing. In I think the most difficult time since you've been supervisor, if not for this is going back to World War II for Christ's sake. Oh, excuse me. But it really, it's just vicious what's going on. And Otto, I know even last week you said some things in reference to, you know, going back to the end of the war.
Well, yeah, I'm old enough to remember the end of World War II. I was between the ages of 4 and 9 during World War II. And it was very, very strong in my mind, and I still remember it. There would be ads for war bonds and comic books and all kinds of Spitfire planes and Messerschmitt planes battling it out in cartoons and, you know, just all kinds of things that I remember. People having stars in the window for those who served and those who died. And this is much different than that, but pretty close, I would say. You know, it has no end at the moment. There will be an end, but everybody, I think, has to try to keep calm. You know, we have a history. Was it go back to 1918, I guess, when 500,000 people died because of a flu back then. Nothing's to say something like that couldn't keep going if we didn't follow the rules in now. And, you know, it's a super difficult time. What can I say? In addition to Judy's comment about the parks, by the way, I live across the street from New Hyde Park Memorial High School. And that was open for quite a while. And there were people going and congregating at less than social distances. But that has now been closed. So I'm assuming that all tracks and fields for all the schools in the town are closed, which wasn't the case in the beginning. The other comment about parks and walking, I saw a note somewhere that I'd like to point out, is that for some reason people believe that there's somebody walking behind them who's going to pick up their garbage, and that includes things like gloves and masks. I don't get it. I don't understand. And maybe the town has to keep banging away at the idea that these are not disposable to be thrown on the street, because I think they contribute to a not good situation. Plus, it's just a completely selfish approach to a problem that affects everybody. So anyhow, that's a little bit of digression, but you know, I believe it's an issue.
That's such an important point. And I don't know if we have time to talk about it now, maybe when you know, we come back from break, but we actually had to do a flyer about it. And it was part of one of my robocalls to say, please don't throw your gloves and masks if you're going shopping onto the ground or into shopping carts, put them into the trash. You wouldn't think you'd have to say that, but apparently you do.
Yeah, I mean, I walk, I still walk. I do very much social distancing. If I'm ever 25 feet close to anybody, that's a miracle. I'll walk across the street to the other side or whatever. But in my travels, I see all kinds of stuff laying on the ground. And normally I would pick stuff like that up, but I'm not doing that in this case. And somebody will have to pick it up eventually. You know, they're not biodegradable. They don't go away by themselves. So I don't get it. I don't understand why people can't just dispose of these things properly.
I agree with you, Otto. Actually, going to get ready to take a break. But the funny thing is, somebody like you or Judy or Christina or Dan, you actually have to fight the impulse to be good. Because normally you would pick it up and throw it in the garbage, which is what you would do for all your life. But now you can't. You got to leave it there and have the sanitation people pick it up properly and dispose of it properly, which is just one more thing in the new norm that we have to learn. Right now, we're going to take our first break. We've been listening with Supervisor Judy Bowser at the Town of North Hempstead, and we'll be right back.